Greetings, and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is Choose Your Frame, Craft Your Hope. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Colossians chapter 1, the latter part of verse 27 reads, in the J.B. Phillips translation, it says, Christ in you, the hope of all glorious things to come. Hope is important because faith is the substance or basis of things hoped for. Until you have hopes, you cannot have strong faith. Hope is four things. One, hope is a picture of something good that can happen. Second, hope is confident expectation. Third, hope is anticipation of good. And fourth, hope is framing or reframing yourself and your circumstances. We'll come back to that framing in just a little bit. We have our hopes and make our plans, but don't forget this, that Christ in you is the hope of all glorious things to come. What is a frame? In social science, a frame is comprised of concepts and perspectives on how individuals and groups organize, perceive, and communicate their view of reality. We just come out of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And in his day, he was framed by the FBI deputy director who said, we have to mark him as the most dangerous Negro to the future of this nation from the standpoint of communism, the Negro, and national security. That's the frame that many had of Dr. King as a communist and a dangerous person, when we know that that was not true. But that's the power of how people can frame other people and the circumstances. Let's turn it around. Think about how you frame yourself, how you frame your circumstances, what you say and think about yourself and what you're going through. Let me offer you this frame to consider from Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And watch this one. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind or the reframing of your mind. How you think, what you dwell on, becomes your frame. I want to encourage you to choose your frame and craft your hope. Don't accept a frame that does not belong to you. Don't allow everything to enter the frame of your mind, and trust God in your frame more than anything or anyone else. Let me encourage you to check out the podcast of the message from last Sunday, What is Hope? And we talk about the power of framing and how you can choose your frame and craft your hopes. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.